from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
They've raised the bar on Rochester Sports Talk. You're in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan, Rochester.
Welcome back into the sports bar. Danger and Battaglia. We're live from the final day of Buffalo Bills training camp at St. John Fisher College. The moving trucks are in sight, and so is the Athletics' Joe Bascalia, who makes his return into the sports bar. Buddy, it's good to see you.
Yeah, good to see you guys, too. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, Joe, camp wrapping up here. Biggest takeaways here for the Buffalo Bills, in your opinion?
Yeah, I think it's just overall a lot more fresh than it has been the last few years, and I think that comes with roster turnover, and it's honestly a pretty good thing for NFL teams to do every once in a while. Like, you can have the same roster going in and out with just like micro changes like the Bills have had, and you can have a certain degree of success, but sometimes things grow a little bit stale and you want to try to get those little bit of a different feel to what you're doing, and I think the Bills have that. Are they going to be better immediately? Maybe not, but it's on their way to where they are pushing forward, getting a little bit younger on their roster, resetting it a little bit, and while still trying to be this competitive team that can go to the playoffs and push for something.
So the turnover that you're talking about, and we'll bring this up because it's happened in the last 24 hours, Stephon Diggs' name has been mentioned, and this is a big deal. And Josh Allen says he doesn't necessarily miss it, but of course you miss it. And Sean McDermott today, during his time, saying he likes the unselfishness that they have in the wide receiving room right now. Are you buying into the everybody can eat philosophy that it seems like they have? Because it feels like that's a Sean McDermott thing, that Sean McDermott would much rather have his kind of guys in here playing unselfish football rather than have a guy who is an extraordinary talent, Stephon Diggs, who might have been a little bit of a headache to deal with from time to time.
Well, I think one of the many things that NFL coach in sports in general like to do from one year to the next is do the complete opposite of the thing that they just did for however many years it was. And in this case, it's where maybe they had centralized targets and had the same two or three guys playing on the field at all times. Like, the snap counts were crazy in favor of Diggs, Davis, and then eventually Khalil Shakir last year. I think what they want to do this year is just to have like more of like a rotation amongst the top four, maybe five, probably the top four, and you know, just try and have a different approach that way. But my main thing is, okay, I want to see what their decisions are with that group when this is not a fresh new idea. Like, do they only take a one-year stance like this, and then in 2025 they take a big swing at a wide receiver again,
right?
Which I think is very much within the realm of possibilities, because Brandon Bean has always been a very pro, I like to have a top receiver target on my roster type of guy. So I think it's a bit of a to be continued. Like, is this the receiver room before the receiver room is complete? But they're going to figure things out and see what sticks. And the thing I'm a big NBA guy, so the thing I kind of like to liken it to is like how the Oklahoma City Thunder approached this past season, where they just had a bunch of young guys, a bunch of things that they didn't know how it would kind of coalesce together. Mm-hmm. And once they found out, then they knew what to approach in the offseason this past year. I won't get too deep into the NBA weeds, but now I think that you can liken that to what the Bills receiver room is doing, and having all of these different skill sets, all of these different guys, all of these different personalities, to see who can be potentially a starter, and if they do have a number one on their roster. I'm not convinced they do, but they're going to find out.
Well, I'll take it from this standpoint where Diggs is not on the roster. I always felt when it came to the leadership in the offense, yes, it's always been Josh Allen, but he had to kind of defer to Diggs in a way. What do you think this looks like, Josh Allen, the leader now moving forward?
Yeah, I think for him, it's just going to have more command of the offense and really getting the most out of his players because, you know, you can say what you will about what happened or didn't happen with Stephon Diggs last year, but there is a talent disparity at the receiver position from what they had last year, and that is a very real thing. So now it's to a point where you have to figure out, can Allen be the guy to elevate the talents that these and the skill sets that these guys have? Can he get them to be a better version of what they currently are? And that's where the leadership, I think, has to come through. All the talking and all of the he's got that nailed. Everybody in the locker room loves the guy. So now it's just a matter of helping guys become the best versions of themselves. And if he can do that with a receiver room that, quite frankly, has a lot of questions right now. I mean, your top four has Shakir, who I think is a really nice receiver. He's going to be their main slot guy. Curtis Samuel, who has been mostly a wide receiver four throughout his career. Mac Hollins, who has been a veteran journeyman. And he's going to be getting a bunch of time. And then Keon Coleman, the rookie, who hasn't had much more than 50 yards a game in his college career. So what exactly do you have here? And can Allen get the most out of that group?
It'll be interesting to see. I also look at safety and think, all right, this hasn't really gone to their plan, I don't think. You know, if you felt strongly about DeMar Hamlin as a starter, you wouldn't have drafted Cole Bishop in the second round. You got the injuries. Hamlin in the preseason, I think, is going to be fun to watch to see, you know, like, he's a good football player. But is he there week one? How do you think this all plays out? And I know a lot of it has to do with the injuries, but yeah. I bring it up because I think that there might be some roster gymnastics with IR at the safety position that might free up an extra roster spot. How does it all look to you, Joe?
Yeah, dead on. I think the safety spot has just been a bit of a mess, honestly. Like, they came into this camp, and I had legitimate wonders if DeMar Hamlin would even make the team based on what they had.
Same.
Because Cam Lewis is still someone that factors into the equation. Then Cole Bishop, the rookie, is obviously someone that they would like to see excel. And then Mike Edwards, who they brought in from Kansas City. But Edwards and Bishop are both week-to-week with long-term injuries from a camp perspective. And it's been all Taylor Rapp and DeMar Hamlin. Now, say what you will about Taylor Rapp's season, which I don't think was particularly the best last year. Hamlin is inexperienced and mostly played a lot of strong safety in his time when he was on the field. So now he's basically taking up the free safety spot. And you have to wonder about his range and ability to cover those deep areas. So I think this is very much a to-be-continued. I think if they had their druthers, that Cole Bishop would be the guy and be healthy, but that's just not the case. So I would not rule out them making a move at safety. I think there is potential for that. I think there is a guy out there that has lots of experience in the Bills system that has not yet declared his retirement.
It's number 23.
And they have not issued that number for all the defensive backs.
Probably doesn't like training camp at this point in his career either.
He says he used to say he loves training camp, but yeah, he's a super competitive guy, and the closer we get to the regular season, it just makes you wonder if he's going to be like, all right, let's do one more. And that being Micah Hyde, we haven't said his name, but we'll see. And if he walks in and is able to kind of bridge the gap from what they have currently to Cole Bishop, whether it be at the end of 2024 or 2025 and beyond, I think that would be a good situation for them.
Joe Biscaglia, The Athletic, our guest here, staying in the defensive backfield. I think this is one of the interesting stories this camp. Kyer Elam, can you talk about his career arc? Because this isn't typical. And what we saw in this camp, Joe, is it real here? Can he really be corner three or maybe even more?
Yeah, I think I think for him, they just want to see if he can potentially be the starter in 2025. That would be my gauge on it, because Rasul Douglas, Christian Benford, I don't think they're going anywhere. They have Douglas, who is the take risks and create turnovers guy. Benford is very much the steady hand, where he's going to keep everything in front of him, but also be sticky in coverage on these routes of some guys who are better athletes than him, quite frankly. So Elam, him taking a step forward this camp was huge, because now it gives them the potential to where they go, okay, let's see how he develops. He will undoubtedly get time on the field at some point this year, because injuries happen to corners all the time. They have been snake bitten at corner with injuries throughout their tenure since Sean McDermott and Brandon Bean have come around. So I would, once he gets those opportunities, what he can do with them, that will speak volumes as to whether or not we're sitting here in May, or I'm sorry, sitting here in March and April, as to whether or not cornerback needs to be something that they address, whether or not they need to re-sign Rasul Douglas, or should they draft one. If he answers that bell, then we could very easily be seeing Kair Elam being the risk-taking cornerback, starting opposite from Christian Benford, and then seeing what they have from there.
Joe, let's share our biggest concerns for the Buffalo Bills heading into the season. I'll start. Gino, you can think about this as well.
Yep.
I'm concerned that James Cook has a ball security issue, mm-hmm. that he's not got the greatest hands. We saw some of it last year. We saw some of it at camp. He makes some really, really special plays, but I'm worried that he's the guy that other teams are going to key on in terms of that's our target to get turnovers and win football games. What's your biggest concern about this team heading into the season?
Undoubtedly the safety position. I know we just touched on it, but
yeah.
I don't know that people are quite aware of how much there is a drop off from what they had last year and the previous years. And last year was their worst year at safety, not including the year that both Poyer and Hyde got banged up. Poyer and Hyde definitely both took a step back. I think Poyer took more of a step back than Hyde did last year. But the difference between even them to what they got from Taylor Rapp was pretty substantial. And then from there, you know, Damar Hamlin, who's an unknown at this point, if he has to start, and Cole Bishop, if he has to start, he's a rookie. Mike Edwards, who has, I don't know, maybe a handful of practices to right now. I think it's a legitimate concern, and there's a lot of good offenses they're going to be going up against early. And if they don't have that back end sewed up, then that could be a problem area.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
I'm going to give you mine, and again, it's not number one, because I would say certainly the safeties are a concern, but Sean McDermott today, you were there, asked the question, hey, which rookie or veteran has impressed you, in paraphrasing, and he begins the answer saying, I'm going to give you a cop-out answer, okay, and then he pivots and throws out a name I would not expect, Tyler Bass, almost as if the pump his tires a little bit. Do we have a kicking problem, Joe?
I think the preseason is going to be big for him to boost that confidence. When he was in that stadium practice, he missed a one pretty badly where they had to rush out on the field and everything like that. And then he missed a couple yesterday. It was here at camp. I'm not, I don't want to take a 3-week sample and be like, okay, he's a problem. But he definitely had his worst year so far last year. And you just want to make sure that your kicker has that confidence, especially because He signed for the next 3 years. They can get out of it at some point before the full 3 years is done. But this is someone that they invested in, and they want that return on investment. So, yeah, if it takes some pumping of the tires from time to time from Sean McDermott, it's not as though he's been horrible and just missing everything left and right. But it's he used to be just this automatic guy. That's the reason they re-signed him. They're like, okay, we have one of the best kickers in the league right now. And last year, he was not that.
Another guy that McDermott brought up in his morning press conference, he brought him up earlier in camp as well, is Tyrell Shavers. We struggle with this. I mean, he's been visible on the field, and he's made plays, and I'm sure we'll see plenty of him in the preseason, but I have a hard time seeing his path to the final 53, and if he's on the practice squad, is there any team out there looking at Tyrell Shavers saying, oh, that's a guy we need to add to our roster? I don't know the answer to that, but I venture to guess no. Talk about the wide receiver competition, because it's gotten the most eyeballs, and I think we've spent the most time talking about it through this camp, because if they only roster five like they did last year, there's going to be some notable names on the outside looking in.
Yeah, for sure. I think the team that you might be alluding to might be the Buffalo Bills, honestly. I think they really like Tyrell Shavers. He is a multi-use receiver. I've seen him play all three spots. They really like what he does on special teams, that being a gunner. And he can chip in on some other units as well. I think he's got a legit shot to make it. He has definitely outplayed Justin Shorter to me. And they both came in the league at the same time. Justin Shorter made the team outright before they threw him on IR.
Yeah.
So he's someone that also hasn't been able to get on the field. Chase Claypool has not been on the field since, what, July 28th, I think it is?
Yeah.
And that's significantly hurting his chances. KJ Hamler, I think, needs to win the return job to get a spot. And even for Marquez Valdes-Scantling, I think he's pretty firmly in. But still, if they keep six, I think that sixth person we need to have a legitimate special teams function, which they just didn't have last year at the receiver position. So that Shavers has that. And if they have been crushed by the waiver wire before, and if they really like someone, they're not going to try and sneak them. So I would not be surprised if Shavers is on the right side of the bubble.
Yeah. Is there any particular player young that has caught your eye? Carter being the third round pick being one, yeah, certainly that looks like he's made this team, Joe.
Oh yeah. He'll be one of the two rotational defensive tackles. So he's in. I really like what Daquan Hardy has done so far at this camp, and they build him as maybe just a return specialist when they took him in the sixth round. And he has, done that part of the job, but what he's done on defense specifically has really been more impressive to me, because they looked at him as maybe starting off as a nickel, and he did that early on in camp, was with the third team, then eventually started working with the second team defense. Then, midway through camp, they gave him a new assignment. Okay, let's see what you can do on the boundary. And he's continued to go between the boundary and the interior, and while still balancing all of this. So if he can do those three things well, that's a multi-use player. And that, to me, is worthy of a roster spot. So he's someone that's caught my eye. I think Javon Solomon, the defensive end from Troy, the fifth-round pick, has been really good, too. Really some great flashes as a pass rusher. Still has to, have that overall rounded game. But when you have some pass rushing juice, the Bills are going to get excited about you. It's the reason Kingsley Jonathan has been here for a couple of years. And Javon Solomon, I think, has that, and they have reason to be excited about him.
Joe, we're going to see the starters for about a quarter on Saturday for the preseason opener. What are we looking to take away from the game on Saturday?
Just don't get hurt.
That's it?
I'm not a big player starters in the preseason guy, but, I think them trying to see the functionality the offense has is probably important to them. Maybe how the offense performed a couple of days ago might have influenced their decision, because last year they did not play in the first preseason game. But the number one responsibility is to make sure that the franchise quarterback does not get hurt and to not call plays to where he could get hurt. So, that's going to be a to be determined.
Babich calling the defense anything?
Yeah, I mean that's substantial. It's the first shot we've seen at it, and they didn't have commit to anything past that. But all along, he had opportunities to go elsewhere. It always leaned in the way to where Sean is probably going to let Bobby Babich call the plays, because this is a guy, young, bright mind. I've always been of the belief, and Bobby Babich, to me, as soon as I saw him, how he operated in practice, I'm like, oh, Sean probably sees a little bit of himself in Bobby Babich, because similar trajectories from where they were. And you also have to see how he moved him around the staff, too, which was pretty in line with how Sean did in Philadelphia, too. So it was someone gave Sean a shot, and I think he's doing the same for Bobby Babbage. So I would not be surprised if this is just the beginning of what is to come through the regular season, too.
Joe Biscaglia, The Athletic. Tell our listeners what you got coming up here, you and the great staff over there. The Athletic.
Yeah, I have my camp debrief, which talked about some of the players we touched on today, some of them that did not. And then, as always, daily stuff from me from camp or practices and way too nerdy stuff too. So
we're back on X too. We can follow along.
Oh yeah. At Joe Biscaglia, there's a silent G in there, which I'm sorry for, but yeah, I'm on there and I'm just giving you all the Bills updates whenever I can.
Joe, thank you for making time for us. We know how busy your schedule is. Let's do it again soon.
Yeah, absolutely. Sounds great to me.
Joe B. making his return into the sports bar. Joe Biscaglia of The Athletic stopping by the sports bar on set there at St. John Fisher University earlier today, right after Buffalo Bills practice, their final practice in Rochester.
We got to shift gears here and just talk about what happened at the Olympics. The United States men's basketball team, down by 17, they survive over Serbia. 95-91 ended up being the final. U.S. doesn't take the lead until the final 3 minutes of the game. Danger. This was way too close for comfort today.
Yeah, it almost feels like they woke up just in time to snatch that win from Serbia, that they played with a different level of intensity down the stretch there with like less than 5 minutes to go. There was just a different level of intensity because prior to that, they looked like they had their souls sucked out of them by just a physical, big, you know, just shooting the lights out Serbian team. And you know, Jokic, much like I think he does with the Nuggets, made his teammates around him better throughout the course of this Olympic tournament. He's still the real deal and kind of scoring at will for that Serbian team.
Yeah, and I'm a big critic of Kevin Durant. He pulled him out today.
He hit a clutch shot. Steph was unbelievable. Unbelievable stat line for Steph. And LeBron was a killer when he needed to be a killer as well. So everybody stepping up there late. The U.S. get the victory over Serbia. They will advance to the gold medal match against France. And, you know, for Serbia, win his bronze medal game.
You said after the Lakers win, you said you were surprised that you didn't feel more. So I'm curious what you are feeling right now and if you're looking forward to a parade coming up in Denver.
Men's parade? Yes. Men's parade.
When is bronze
Thursday?
Medal?
No. I need to go home. Okay.
When is bronze medal ceremony?
No.
Bronze medal game?
No. I need to go home. Jokic is the best. Love that guy.
You wonder, like, was that the pep talk that, you know, Steve Kerr gave? Hey, guys, if we lose this game, we still have another game. We would have to play the bronze medal game, yes. So we might as well win here.
You're not going home. That nice to see them advance, albeit, you know, a little too close for comfort there for Team USA. We come back with Happy Hour next in the sports bar. More coverage from today's practice. We'll recap everything that went on, not just on the field, but off. Sean McDermott laying out the groundwork for the plan for Saturday's preseason opener against Chicago. Lots to react to there. Our coverage of Buffalo Bills training camp is brought to you by Ace Swim and Leisure, Chilai Ave, Ridge Road, and Webster, aceswim.com, and Maddie's Motorsports with locations in Farmington, Spencerport, and Dansville, maddiesmotorsports.com.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. On 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan Rochester.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!